Hare Krishna. I'm replying here publicly to a question asked me by a disciple. It's a very intimate and personal question, but the consideration of it is relevant to all devotees of Krishna, especially those in the Gaudiya Vaishnava line, who are very concerned about their ultimate goal of life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, prema pumartho puman. The highest necessity for everyone is to reawaken their dormant love for Krishna. And as Srila Prabhupada points out, there are five, or sometimes considered four, ways to renovate, reestablish that relationship with Krishna. There's the neutral way of doing so. It's not so much a relationship, more appreciation. The attitude of servitorship to Krishna, predominant attitude of servitorship, friendship with Krishna, parental affection toward Krishna, and affection for Krishna in the role of a female lover. So these are, of course, very high topics in one sense. In another sense, it is something to be understood or at least considered in the very beginning of our spiritual search. Srila Prabhupada mentions these different kinds of relationships, even in the introduction to his Bhagavad Gita as it is, which is meant for mass distribution among all kinds of people, among whom it's understood most are not going to be devotees of Krishna, manifestly at this point in time. So this devotee has a very strong and persistent attraction to serving Krishna in a particular rasa, we can call it, or we can call it, well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calls it. There's no specific English, there's no exact English translation for this word. Sthayi bhav, one's fixed attitude in relationship with Krishna. So this devotee has a very strong yearning for attaining a spiritual form in this way, and has asked me some questions about that. Now, we could outright reject all of this, saying that, well, as Srila Prabhupada himself said several times, first deserve, then desire. One has to become qualified before one is eligible to enter into the spiritual kingdom in a specific relationship, attaining a specific form. One has to be qualified. On the other hand, if someone does have a strong desire, you could dismiss it all as nonsense. You can do that if you like, but ultimately that is the highest sense. That is what prema pumartho mahan, that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directs us toward. So some specific question about that. He's asked about myself. What ideal have I attained in my aspirations to serve Krishna? Now this may be very shocking for him to hear, at this point, I'm not even really thinking so very much about this. clearly he is thinking it about it in relationship to himself. Anyway, I'll go on, because he's wondering where, he stated in his letter, he's wondering where he has got this strong feeling to serve Krishna in a specific way. Is it a transmission from Diksha, by my giving initiation to him, from reading Krishna's pastimes, or from some other source? Clearly, according to my understanding of Krishna consciousness as I've received it from Srila Prabhupada, and of course Srila Prabhupada is a representative in disciplic succession from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the acharyas, this must be from a previous life. Any strong inclination we have in this life, whether it's spiritual or material or mixed, must be understood to be coming from a previous life. Ultimately, where does it come from? It comes from the soul, because the soul, the Atma, is by nature fixed in service to Krishna, but in material existence that is covered, so we have no idea of that. So those who take to Krishna consciousness in this lifetime, it's understood that they must have had some contact in a previous lifetime. At the same time, we can consider that someone may have a strong inclination to serve Krishna in a certain way in this life, but that doesn't mean that they're perfect. It means, or it would seem to mean, that in a previous life they had cultivated such a feeling, but they failed to achieve perfection, and therefore they have to take birth again to again cultivate that. Now, this shocking, it may seem, admission about myself. Well, I came to Krishna consciousness by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, as have most people who have come to Krishna consciousness in the present time in this world. They have come directly or indirectly by the missionary efforts of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. And my faith from the beginning has been that let me serve Srila Prabhupada's mission despite my disqualifications, and by His mercy, when He is ready to do so, when He sees that I'm ready, then He will reveal all such things to me. And definitely, I have, from reading Srila Prabhupada's books and hearing about these topics, definitely there's some attraction to hearing about Krishna's pastimes as Krishna Himself in Vrindavan, His various dealings with the cowherd boys and the cowherd girls, Krishna outside Vrindavan, Lord Rama in Ayodhya, and throughout what is now called the land of India, and various other forms also. Vamana Deva, I'm very happy to hear about and consider the pastimes of Vamana Deva. But exactly how I might be serving Krishna in what is called the Siddha Deha or Siddha Swarup, the perfected form, I'm actually, it may, for someone who's very strongly thinking about this, it may sound ridiculous that I'm not very strongly focused on this, but as I see it, I'm here in this world, anadi karma phale, pari bhavarna vajale. I've fallen in this ocean of material existence since time immemorial. And Srila Prabhupada has very kindly picked me up and given me a service to do, to assist him as a squirrel may assist Lord Ramachandra in his missionary efforts to uplift the people of this world. And again, whenever he wants, so he can place me wherever he wants. So my outlook is that certainly Jivasvarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das, I am an eternal servant of Krishna, but specifically I have been brought to the shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, and I see it as my duty to serve him, and I don't feel at this point anything lacking in my doing so. I feel very comfortable that this is what I should be doing now. I'm not saying that no one should, I'm not saying that this is the only way to think of serving Srila Prabhupada, or that no one should cultivate specifically hearing about the pastimes of Krishna in a manner that their attraction specifically for that becomes more and more awakened. As I see, there's so much service to do right now here in this world for uplifting those who are as unfortunate as I was just a short time ago. Of course, there are also Srila Prabhupada's many warnings about prematurely going beyond our present level of adhikara. Fools enter in where angels feel fear to tread, as I'm not sure whether, maybe that's from the Bible, but Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj also quoted this in regard to this topic. It was very interesting because he himself, it was clear to devotees who were close to him that he was internally cultivating moods of devotion, very high moods of devotion, but at the same time he was very cautious in warning others not to go past their present level. Know where we are and proceed accordingly. What is that? Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Adhikana labhya siddha deha bhave viparita phala pabe shaktira bhave. Bhaktivinoda Thakur warns that if one tries to contemplate one's eternally perfect form in the spiritual world without attaining the qualification to do so, then he'll get an opposite result from those who try to contemplate who are actually ready to do so. He'll get an opposite result due to his lack of spiritual strength. So those warnings are there also. The warnings are there. Doesn't mean that there should never come a point where we should contemplate such things. But I'm just saying, in my own case, I'm contemplating how to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission in this world, which he certainly set the standard, highest standard of how to uplift the fallen souls of this age. As one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, that will we go back to Godhead? And Prabhupada, I'm paraphrasing here, Srila Prabhupada said that, well, we're working so hard to help others go back to Godhead, so surely Krishna, he won't leave us behind. Now, it might be wondered then, how did a devotee with such strong inclination come to be initiated by myself? Now, one answer here might be that, well, initiation is one thing and instruction is something else. One can take instruction from devotees apart from one's initiating guru. One should take permission from the initiating guru to do so. And I certainly have no objection. I'll be happy to see if devotees, they get instruction relevant to their spiritual advancement from any devotee who's qualified and sincere to do so. My disciples are not my property in that sense. Whoever can help anyone else to advance, then that should be my great pleasure to see all devotees make advancement in spiritual life. However, my consideration in relationship to Srila Prabhupada is that so many people may say so many things about Krishna consciousness, but by Krishna's arrangement, I was fortunate enough to come to the shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. So Krishna has arranged for me, being very merciful, Ramanda Brahmite Kono Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. Krishna arranges for those who are wandering within this universe since time immemorial, one who is very fortunate by Krishna's arrangement comes to the lotus feet of a guru. So by Krishna's arrangement, I was able to come in the shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. So, Krishna's arrangement is there. Those who have come to be initiated by myself, they may see that Krishna has sent me here for some specific purpose. Those who know about the inner workings of ISKCON, they may know that I myself am somewhat known within Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON as being more on the strict side of preaching and teaching, not the most, if a devotee is aspiring for attaining esoteric levels of Krishna consciousness, probably I would be among the last among Srila Prabhupada's disciples who they might approach for instruction and guidance. There are others who are among my god brothers, god siblings, who are more well known for cultivating such inner feelings, esoteric understanding. So, how did you end up getting initiated by me? Take it as Krishna's mercy that I have something to teach you which you need to hear, absorb, understand, and practice. That I emphasize more on following principles, basic principles. Take it as Krishna's mercy. That's what you need to hear. In a previous life, you had such an inclination. That's continuing now in this life. Why didn't you make it in the last life? What was lacking? Well, one may have strong feelings for Krishna. That's very good. That's desired. But bhakti pareshanu bhavo virakti ranyatra, that should also be considered. That our real feelings for and experience of Krishna, that will be seen by how much we're detached from everything else in this world. And bhakti sadhana is required for everyone that will be very helpful for everyone for advancing in Krishna consciousness, whatever level they may be at. If one is a complete neophyte, following bhakti sadhana, all the rules and regulations, that is absolutely required for them. And for those who are more advanced, it's also required so they don't slip down. It's also for those who are very advanced, they'll naturally like to follow all these things. Although it may not be necessary for their advancement to do so. But even if they are very advanced, so they don't need to follow all these rules, generally considering the present need of the time for spreading Krishna consciousness very widely, it is a duty of those who are very advanced to act in a manner that will be followed by those who very much need to follow that for their own advancement. So I would emphasize to this dear disciple of mine that everything will be revealed in course of time. You just have to follow. As the example Srila Prabhupada gave, we'll find that in the Nectar of Instruction, that a girl, when she's newly married, she may desire to have a child, but she has to wait at least 9 months. Takes some time. It may take more time. Whenever her fate is such, then she will bear a child. And in the meantime, she has to go on with her regular duties of serving her husband. So we sing regularly, Prema Bhakti Jaha Hoite Abhidya Vinasa Jate. This is Narottam Das's song to his guru, Lokanath Goswami. Srila Prabhupada had his disciples sing this daily in relationship to himself, that prema bhakti comes from him. All ignorance is destroyed by him. So that all ignorance is destroyed by him means by the process of hearing and serving. Dibya gyan hriday prakashita. The spiritual knowledge will be manifest within the heart. So what does that mean? Well, spiritual knowledge begins with, I am not this body, I am an eternal servant of Krishna, right up to the specifics of how we are meant to serve Krishna in a specific relationship with him. So I'm being patient.